Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. Firstly, we would like to congratulate the Imam of the time, Imam al-Sahib al-Asri wal-Zaman, and the Imam, Imam al-Ra'uf, Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, and Imam al-Kathim, and all the Imam alayhim al-Salam, on this being the day of the birth of that blessed lady, Bibi Ma'asuma salamullah alayha. And to all of our dear listeners, especially as well, we congratulate you all on this being the birth of this blessed lady and the sanctuary of the Shia. This particular lady, you know, a person whose life had so many ups and downs, so much stress, so much distress, losing her father, losing her brother, traveling and trying to go and see him, getting stopped, getting sick, being buried in a land that was not familiar to her. And then this particular land that she was buried in becoming a center of learning of that particular school, that is the school of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. What is this place of Qom? What is relevant about it? How did it come to be? What are the significant factors, the significant places that surround it or are contained within this place? It is these questions that allowed the author of the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today. The book is titled Lady Fatima Ma'asuma Salamullah Alayha of Qom. So in this book, these questions were answered, and inshallah, in our next segment, we will introduce the book further to our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
You are a miracle. You are a blessing from above. You brought joy to my soul and pleasure to my eyes. In my heart I can feel it, an unexplainable feeling. Being father, the best thing that I could ever ask for. Just thinking of you makes me smile. Holding you, looking in your eyes, I'm so grateful for having you. And every day I pray that you'll find your way. You know I love you. I love you, my little girl. My little girl, I ask God to bless you and protect you always, my little girl. My little girl. Oh.
Welcome back to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. We are discussing the book Lady Fatima Ma'asuma Salamullah Alayha of Qom. This book was written by Sister Ma'asuma Ja'far and was published by the Jamiatu Zahra Islamic Seminary for Women in the holy city of Qom. Now, the reason why this book was written was quite fascinating for me, and we will read from the introduction of the actual writer herself, who says, I distinctly remember sitting at her shrine. It is the shrine of Bibi Ma'asuma Salamullah Alayha, upset because the Persian language was proving difficult to master. At the time, I made a pact with the noble lady, that is Bibi Ma'asuma Salamullah Alayha, bless me in the task of learning this language, that is Persian or Farsi, and I will first use this knowledge to write your biography in English. Therefore, we see that this book by Sister Ja'far is written in English and is one of the few books that we have in the English language about this lady, if not the only book that has been written in English itself. And it's a very good book. It is a book that I myself have read and have benefited from before I came and studied in the holy city of Qom. And, you know, it is a good read and a worthy read for those who wish to come to Qom as well, just for the ziyarah and the visitation of Ma'suma salamullah alayha. So this book contains five sections. The first being the biography of Lady Fatima Ma'suma salamullah alayha. The second dealing with her journey to Qom. After that, it deals with the shrine of Lady Ma'suma salamullah alayha. For example, who was the first to build it? When did the renovations take place, and so on and so forth. And what is also something that is noteworthy is that this book was written at a particular time when the extra renovations had not been done yet. So there were further renovations that were done afterwards. So therefore, it's seen that there needs to be another book written on the renovations of the shrine of Ma'suma salamullah alayha. The fourth section is the holy city of Qom, the history behind it, certain places behind it. And the last section is the importance of the pilgrimage of Bibi Ma'asuma or Lady Fatima Ma'asuma salamullah alayha. Why do you have to come? The hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and from Imam Jawad alayhi salam and from Imam Ridha alayhi salam, as so on and so forth are mentioned. And the book then ends with the actual ziyarah or the visitation recitation of this esteemed lady, which is something we should do and which we do when we come and visit her at this, or rather at her shrine and her mausoleum. So inshallah, in our final segment of this episode, we'll be reading a segment from the book Lady Fatima Ma'suma Salamullah Alayha of Qom by Sister Ma'suma Ja'far. Inshallah, please stay tuned.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, my dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. We have been discussing the book Lady Fatima Ma'suma Salamullah Alayha of Qom by Sister, or written rather by Sister Ma'suma Ja'far. And as we mentioned previously, it was written in English. So obviously it is something that is beneficial for those of us who know English. And it's one of the only books written in English about this blessed lady. So anyway, a part of the book reads as this. So as we mentioned previously, the book has certain sections, five sections. We will be reading from the second section, which is the journey of Bibi Ma'suma salamullah alayha to Qom, which obviously began in the holy city of Medina, and then on her way to Marv, which was in ancient Khorasan. So anyway, Bibi Ma'suma salamullah alayha, or rather, Sister Ma'suma Ja'far writes in the second section, so 2.3, Lady Fatima Ma'suma salamullah alayha, journey from Sawa to Qom. When Lady Fatima Ma'suma salamullah alayha became ill at Sawa, she inquired from her companions how far Qom was. She was told 10 farsakh, approximately 60 kilometers. She asked to be taken to Qom, which at the time was a center of the Shia. Sawa, on the other hand, was hostile towards the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Alama Majlisi narrates, the more accurate narration is that when it became known to the family of Sa'd Ashari, the leading Shia family in Qom, at the time that Lady Fatima Ma'suma salamullah alayha was in Sawa and that she was ill, all of them went to Sawa to invite her to come to Qom. Prominent amongst this family was Musa ibn Khazraj ibn Sa'd Ashari, was a companion of Imam Ridha alayhi salam. When he reached Lady Fatima Ma'suma salamullah alayha, he took the reins of her camel and brought her to Qom, to his own home. Here she spent the last few days, 16 or 17 days of her life. Inshallah, until our next episode, my dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
يستمعون القول فيتبعون Thank you.